This episode is brought to you by Intuit, the technology platform that brings financial confidence with products like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. You might have learned the recorder in school, but probably not how to navigate the financial world. Luckily, Intuit's on a mission to help with the free Intuit for Education program. It provides students with the lessons to learn essential skills, like how to build credit, file taxes, and budget. Check out their free resources at intuit.com/education.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Kane and Bux.
Can't stop addicted to the shindig.
Conversation starters for the drain man. Drain relining is the no dig, no drama way to rehabilitate your assets. The drain man.
All right, it's the conversation starters for the drain man. Block drains, call the experts, the drain man Bucks.
Well, I've got something for you. So, Bevo's been in your crosshairs for a long time. What about your club, Port Adelaide? Like, that was a really poor loss in the showdown. Where are they sitting?
It was a poor loss in the showdown. Well, they're sitting inside the top 8.
Yeah,
that's where they're sitting. And
how do you feel losing to the Crows?
Bad. I feel bad. And I said this on Friday with Kingy. It was more than just your average home and away loss. I thought it was more significant than that. And when it comes to the coach, I get this question a lot. They know exactly where it is at. If it doesn't go well this year and go well, win a final or win a couple of finals and get yourself in a position to compete at the top end, then we all know which way that is going. Ken knows which way that is going. Josh Carr knows which way that is going. The club knows where it's at. After a long period of time, you only get so many years to get yourself to a grand final and in a position to win it. So I'm happy to answer the questions. But right now, they're sitting in 7th. They're 5-3. They're equal with Carlton. So let's not compare Port with the Western Bulldogs. And last year, they win 13 in a row with not much on their list. Didn't have a ruckman, didn't have key defenders, and they finished inside the top 4 in the home and away season. So
I think
to the Western Bulldogs is, to be honest, ridiculous for all these texts coming through.
But I think you can compare Port to the Western Bulldogs, but in a favourable way to Port. I think they're the closest clubs in terms of, or teams in terms of, an imbalance in their best 22. Like, the top end is super talented, like, for Western Bulldogs, and I think Port Adelaide, I think the best of both is really good. Potentially, Ken has done better with his bottom 6 and his role players than Bevo has in recent years. And we've got to understand Bulldogs
won
went
a premiership.
To
a, yeah.
Yeah, and went, won a premiership in 16, went to a grand final in 21. So they've had the top end experience. And Ken's yet to get Port Adelaide to a granny, but I think that he seems to me from the outside to coach his role players okay, not optimally, and still not good enough to have them beating the best teams regularly enough, but to be competitive largely. But it fell down on Friday on Thursday night.
Mm, it did. All right, let's have a listen to Chris Scott. Tom Hawkins hasn't kicked a goal in 4 weeks.
My suggestion would be, you've watched him at the peak of his powers, and now the observation is, oh, he's not quite what he was. But when he kicked a couple of bags of 4 early in the year, he looked a little bit more like himself to me. So maybe a little bit off, but it's not a physical thing. But again, we've been clear, we'll manage him through the year.
How big an issue is it for a club like Geelong and a champion like Tom Hawkins if he doesn't perform to the level that you need him to?
I'm not concerned about Tom
not
Hawkins
concerned.
At all.
Not concerned at all. Right.
No. Why? I think we've seen, like, Chris Scott and the Geelong coaching group are as at the cutting edge of new trends in the game, and I think that they probably make the way before most other teams. The latest trend in forward play is to get your talls high and to let your smalls go to work getting back inside 50. Two reasons. One is, I think if you're moving the ball quickly, they've got more ability at ground level to be able to win a one-on-one, to pressure on an outnumber even. The other one is you're actually forcing guys that are playing high in the opposition's back six that aren't there to defend, they're there to accumulate. You're running them back towards goal and asking them to defend, which is not in their comfort zone. Tom Hawkins, and that's why Cameron is playing that role, because he's very good at it. Dempsey runs forward. Myers, close, do their work and then get down deep. And Ollie Henry has been Geelong's number one forward 50 target for this year.
Yep.
Tom Hawkins plays a pivotal role, and he is absolutely reliable and dependable in this. He will be in the right place at the right time. He's a player that you can go to if you feel pressured in the back half. They go central a lot to him. He draws a lot of attention, and it takes more than one or two or three blokes to stop him from marking the ball. And all of a sudden, you've got two free Geelong players at ground level. So Tom Hawkins doesn't even need to possess the ball to play his role in Geelong's
strong defence of Tom Hawkins and Geelong's use of him there from Nathan Buckley. Do you agree? 0433 98 11 16. The Chemist Warehouse Mother's Day fragrance sale is on now.